Our hearts are filled with warmth, for the act of warming tends to expand. So too, the act of love often leads to expansion. For truly love is a warm and fervent virtue. This warmth opened the world to Paul's words and filled his heart with love. He claimed, "I do not merely love with my words, but with my heart fully engaged. Therefore, I speak honestly, freely, with all my thoughts on show." For no heart was wider than Paul's, who loved all the faithful with a fervor reserved for one's most cherished kin. This love was not divided or weakened, but remained whole and strong for all. It's no surprise that Paul held such affection for the faithful, considering that he also held the whole unfaithful world in his heart. Hence he didn't just say, "I love you," but with more emphasis, "Our words are free, our hearts are expanded, we hold all of you within them, with lots of room to spare." For those who are loved have the freedom to wander within the heart of the lover. Therefore, he said, "You are not constricted by us, but by your own limited affections, and this gentle reproof, as is common with those who love deeply." He did not say, "You do not love us," but "not in the same measure," for he didn't want to hurt their feelings. By reading any of his epistles, you can see how passionately he feels about the faithful. To the Romans he said, "I long to see you, and many times I intended to come to you. Also, I hope to finally have the opportunity to visit you." To the Galatians he calls them his little children, expressing his constant concern for them. He expresses the same intense care for the churches in Ephesus, Philippi, Colossae, Thessaloniki, and to individuals like Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, and of course the Hebrews, to whom he continually encourages and reassures. But he doesn't only express his love, he acknowledges that they love him too, adding to the bond between them. He mentions how they had shown their affection. Titus had shared with him their longing, their mourning, their zeal, and the Galatians would have been willing to give him their eyes if they could. He also mentions the heartfelt welcome he received in Thessaloniki and reminds Timothy of how, at their parting, Timothy wept, a memory that brings him joy. Throughout his letters, he repeatedly testifies to the love shared between him and his followers, though, as he notes, his love is greater than the love he receives in return. He says, "The more I love you, the less I am loved in return." However, here he shows more passion, saying, "You are not constricted by us, but by your own limited affections." He implies that while they are open to one person, he, in contrast, is open to a whole city, a whole population. He did not say, "You do not accept us, but you are constricted," subtly suggesting the same idea, but without causing them undue pain.